Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
Save big money when you start your next project today at Menards. Check out our great selection of garage and utility lighting options. In stock, ready to take home today. We carry everything to help you illuminate whatever project you're working on. Shop garage and utility lighting products in store at your nearest Menards. You can also view all of our entire selection of lighting options today on Menards.com.
Save big money at Menards.
Get cozy too, you know. We're like, relax. We're gonna be here for 3 hours.
Oh God. Okay.
Guys, welcome to the Lightweights, first ever.
This is the first ever.
No, I used to be audio based only.
Okay, so the 38th.
No, this is probably like the 112th. This is an audio exclusive coming to you live from California. What's wrong?
Some of my poppy spilled a little on your new white cap.
No, the camera's aren't even on, Carly.
Well, it's clear. I think.
Am I going to see blood when you get up?
I'm so sorry. I hope not. It doesn't look like it. There's nothing. You can't see anything. It's like, even when you pour it in a glass, it's clear.
For the audio listeners out there.
The second I sat down, spilled a drink on his white, new white chairs.
After you
which
came,
are very cool, by the way.
Thank you.
And comfy and cozy. It's giving Kardashian.
You also made a big scene like, ooh, I haven't seen these couches yet.
Well, yeah, because I'm your co-host.
So now you just pour your drink all over.
I was marking my territory.
Okay, well, you did.
I did.
I just want to do it audio only and like really spice it up, you know?
Yeah.
I feel like there's...
I feel that.
I love doing audio only with my former friend.
Yeah, former friend, yeah.
R.I.P.
Okay.
No longer part of the picture. But I learned...
Wait, what?
I learned a fun fact today.
We've lost her. She crossed the rainbow bridge last night.
Who, Ilya?
Oh, I thought you were talking about me.
Oh, no, you're still here.
I know that. I was confused. I thought you were talking about me.
Oh, sorry. I learned a fun fact about Christmas trees.
Oh, okay.
Guess what they do with the leftover Christmas trees?
Start them on fire.
No, that would cause global warming.
What's like a... they make something out of it?
Kind of.
Okay.
At the Berlin Zoo, they feed them to the animals.
So, is that safe?
Yeah, bison and rhino. Bison and rhino feast on them.
Oh, is it like a treat?
A treat? Zinging,
damn,
man.
They should make that a whole sign at that zoo. Be like, it's treat time, but like spell it tree and then dash T.
Your marketing skills have gone
way
up.
Watch out, Girl Boss Town.
Girl Boss Town. Do you want to throw Aaron under the bus?
Sure, I would love to.
Have you guys ever gotten into like a claws out, screaming fist fight?
No. There's definitely been like disagreements or like conversations.
Does it get heated where one of you storms off?
No. It's never been like that. And we're both not like that at all.
Hmm.
But we've had like our moments for sure. We're more like sisters, I think. We're like okay, you know.
What's the longest you guys ever gone without talking?
Actually, probably just when she's been out of town.
Oh,
like,
that's
I don't
it?
Think, yeah, like there's been a couple times where like we've had like weird moments or whatever, but I think when she's been out of town, it's been longer than. But we also work together, so it's like we got to talk.
Were you ever like, I'm going to delete the channel. I hate you.
No, that would be crazy if we were like that, though. You know what I feel is probably like that is Nikki and Gabby. I don't know if you follow them at all, but they're twins.
Yeah, the sisters.
Yes.
I'm going to delete our channel.
100%. They're twins, and they've had it since like high school. Of course, one of them has been like, I'm going to steal your coat and delete our channel. You know what I mean?
That's so fun. I wonder if anyone's ever done that as like a...
Like, could you sue? I'm like, that's my income, bitch.
I'm surprised that hasn't been done yet. Eric said that if he didn't do Vlogmas every single day this past Christmas, Mr. Beast can delete his channel.
Wow. Well, that's a good motivation right there.
Imagine if he like actually missed one.
And he didn't, I'm assuming.
I mean, his channel's still up. But like, would Mr. Beast really have deleted it?
Yeah.
You think?
I think for the bit, yeah.
For the bit, delete
you would have to.
You'd have to start scratch.
Like, what would you, if you said to the world, like, if I don't do Vlogmas every day, I'm going to have Ilya delete my YouTube channel. You would have to have him do it if you didn't, because
I'd move
what?
And start a new life. I wouldn't want to start over. I wouldn't want to start
a whole new life.
Yeah, it doesn't make sense.
But
to
aren't
start
you kind of starting a whole new life by starting a whole new YouTube channel? It is kind of a new life. It's a new dawn.
You're really good at singing.
It's a new life. I know.
What are you doing now? You're vlogging on TikTok
every
day?
I vlog every day on TikTok. It's so much fun. I love it. It's funny. It kind of makes YouTube vlogging seem clunky.
In what way?
Like, it's kind of like when I started driving an electric car. I was like, damn, like, the gas at gas stations, like the way you insert a gas, what the fuck is it called?
The gas pump?
Yeah, sorry. The gas pump into the gas, like, chamber itself is so clunky and, like, dated feeling. I don't know. It's, like, very strange. So, like, for me, I'm like, that's crazy with YouTube. We got this big old camera. We have a fucking SD card we have to put in. We got to take it out. We got to make sure the battery's charged. You got to put it into Final Cut or whatever. You got to edit it. You got to export it. You got to upload it to YouTube.
You got to make a thumbnail.
And with TikTok, it's literally so seamless. Like, because I was doing Vlogmas, and by the end of it, I was like, this is, like, the nicest thing I've ever done. Like, I love it so much. And I did Vlogmas on YouTube during quarantine, like during 2020. And I had the same thought. I was like, I could do this every day. But I got so sick of filming every day for YouTube. But for TikTok, it's so fucking easy. And I feel like the style I'm doing is so just quick and I don't know. It's not like I'm in a grocery store like, okay, guys, so here we are at the grocery store. Like, it's not that kind of vlogging. It's just like a day in my life where it's pretty chopped up and I like it.
What's your process? You film on your phone, upload, airdrop it to your computer?
No, I film it all on TikTok.
Oh, you film right in the app?
Yeah, and I just draft them. Yeah.
Do you edit it down?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
What do you mean you film on TikTok? Like, you have one big master file, basically, and then you trim it down? Or you have,
master file? What is this sorcery?
Sorry, let me get out my calculations on how you're figuring this out.
No, I set it to 10 minutes, because that's the longest I have on TikTok, and I'll just start recording stuff, and then I mean, it never makes it to 10 minutes by the time I'm done with the day. And then I usually wake up and, like, I'll edit it real fast and post.
That's so smart. So you basically just trim the beginning and the end.
No, I'm like, creating, like, not creating. I mean, I guess I'm creating. But I'm starting and stopping all day on the same. And then you can edit it once it's done. So I edit each clip, like, trim it down a lot or, like, chop it up or whatever.
Oh, that's so cool.
Yeah.
And what kind of benefit have you seen on your account from it?
None. No, it's great. I think it's really good to be consistent. It's the most consistent I've ever been on TikTok. And I go live too, like, a lot, doing like diamond art and stuff. Yeah. And I think that's helped too. Because when you go live, it like pushes your videos, which you kind of taught me. So it's fun. But of course, people come in there like, another Vlog Squad member broke. And I'm like, bitch, I don't make money going live on TikTok. I'm just having fun here.
I think TikTok live is great. I saw something.
I love it.
TikTok Live is like years ahead in the Middle East and I forget where in Europe, but it's like a really big thing over there.
Sorry, that's okay.
First the couch, now the mic. Do you want to break anything else?
Yes.
You want to throw a camera?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, we're good. It wasn't like pointed at me. Okay, go ahead.
In the Middle East, somebody made $1 million in one battle.
Holy fuck.
Just doing a TikTok Live battle. He had over 950,000 followers and... Which is insane. That's an insane amount of people. But TikTok over there is like a movie, I guess.
What?
It's crazy.
So did he get $1 million or that's what he got, but then TikTok took its 500,000?
According to Arab News,
yeah,
he got the $1 million.
Wow. Because how much does TikTok take?
I think half. I don't know. That's crazy. Maybe a third.
That's insane.
Over there, it's very different than it is over here.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Damn.
Their dad said, our son has smashed it. Well deserved.
How old is it? Well deserved. Like, you just won $1 million. Well deserved, I guess.
Good job, sir.
It's fine.
Good job, sir.
Are you going to college? How old is he?
Are you watching The Bachelor? Oh, sorry. What?
That's okay. How old is he?
It doesn't say it. Like, young 20s, mid 20s.
Oh, okay. That's a great age to get $1 million. Actually, it's a terrible age to get $1 million.
Could be good. Could be bad.
What are your stock situations like?
Are you watching The Bachelor?
No, I don't really watch it.
What?
I know. Are you?
Yeah.
Yeah, but you know you would be watching that shit if you weren't married.
Yeah, of course not.
Yeah, if I watch it, like, I'm watching it, watching the whole season, I'm spoiling it for myself, going on, like, Reality Steve and stuff, but I...
What is Reality Steve?
I don't know. I think it's still a thing. I actually asked my live the other day. I was like, is this still a thing? And it is. I don't know where, if it's
still
just a website.
They do spoilers?
yeah, so back in the day, like when I was in high school and stuff, I'd watch The Bachelor and you'd go to realitysteve.com and it was this man, and I don't know how the fuck he knew, but he knew every insight and like what was going to happen and like how it ends. And he would type it all up in a blog and everything comes true.
You're such a girl and I was such a guy because I would look up wrestling spoilers to see who won WWF that night.
Were you on Reddit as well then?
It wasn't Reddit. It was like its own WWE spoiler.
I was like a Reddit incel in high school still. Like I still am, but literally like The Bachelor subreddits and stuff like that, I would do all my research, but sometimes I would spoil it and go to Reality Steve. And I would try to hold back.
Who someone just tips them off?
I think he had some connection with production or something, because there's no way. But apparently he's still doing it. I'm like, how the fuck hasn't this guy gotten sued?
I wonder
or, like,
if they do it on purpose.
Maybe.
Just like build up hype.
Maybe, but it really spoils it.
Right.
Like it really spoils it. Yes. Down to like the top, the last two and then who wins. Like right. Crazy.
Are you watching Vanderpump? Are you going to watch
Vanderpump? Oh, I'm going to watch Vanderpump. Emo Night's in it. It'll be in like two episodes.
Oh, that's mm-hmm. really cool.
Yeah.
You know I had Katie Maloney on.
Of course. Oh my gosh, she sat in this exact chair. Didn't she
sat in that exact chair.
Our butts are touching the same chairs.
Yeah. I just reached out to Lala today.
Nice.
We're trying to get her.
Did she respond?
No. And I reached out to Sheena.
Oh, Sheena will definitely do it.
I think so too, because she has a podcast and she just posted a vlog yesterday. So
she's been posting vlogs for years.
Oh, okay.
Like she's a big like vlog person. Yeah.
I also saw her at Chain Fest and she was hanging out with Heidi D'Amelio. And
oh yeah,
she kept looking at me, I think because she knew that I did podcasting with Heidi.
Oh, okay. Aaron knows Sheena too, so maybe she knows her through that, or knows you through
probably.
I don't really know. Yeah,
as the guy that hates Air One Smooths. This episode is sponsored by Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning platform available on desktop or as an app, and that it truly immersifies you in the language that you want to learn. Maybe you have an upcoming international trip or you want to connect with a family or a friend. I know a lot of people who want to learn a new language just to pick up a new hobby. I can personally attest to this as I used Rosetta Stone when I went to Italy for my honeymoon. It helped me brush up on the Italian that I learned back in school, and I was able to get through the land and speak the native language. It made it so much more fun, plus my wife loved it. They're the trusted expert for 30 years with millions of users and 25 languages offered. Spanish, French, Italian, German, Korean, Chinese, Japanese, Dutch, Arabic, Polish. There's no English translation, so you really learn to speak, listen, and think in the language. Plus, there's lifetime membership and access to all 25 language courses Rosetta Stone offers for 50% off. A steal. Don't put off that language learning. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, Lightweight's podcast listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/today. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language learning courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/today. It's the Joe Guarantee. In the hobby, it's not easy being a fan of ripping packs or repacks. We hype ourselves up thinking we could pull one of the best autographs in the game, but guess what? With zero transparency on available cards and hit rates, it's all just a shot in the dark. Until now. Introducing Slab Packs from ArenaClub.com. The only repack that provides real value, a complete view of all possible cards, and clear hit rates for each one. Now, when I buy Slab Packs on Arena Club, it finally feels like I know what I'm getting. What I love is the display of the available cards, the hit rates, and the grading. Arena is a marketplace for card collecting, buying, trading, selling, displaying, and with Arena Club Slab Packs, they're revolutionizing the repack game with transparency. After your pulls are revealed, they'll immediately be placed in your vault for safekeeping or trading and selling. You can have them officially graded by Arena Club. The Arena Club grading process is accurate, fast, and transparent, with a full grade rationale provided and explanation of how your card was scored. So whether you're buying, selling, trading, or displaying, Arena Club is the card collecting platform you have to check out. Right now, you can get 10% off your first purchase by going to arenaclub.com/lightweights. Wow, that's a crazy offer. 10% off a $400 slab pack. That's $40 right there. Anyways, go to arenaclub.com/lightweights for 10% off your first purchase.
Save big money on everything for your next project at Menards. Spring is here, making it the perfect time for outdoor projects. Suncast storage sheds are an excellent solution for protecting outdoor lawn and gardening tools. They're easy to assemble, and the all-weather construction provides water resistance and UV protection. Save big on Suncast storage sheds. View our selection of Suncast products today in-store and on Menards.com.
Save big money at
Smooths.
Well, I'm the girl who hates Air One Smooths.
Yeah, we hate the Smooths.
I actually don't hate the Smooths. I just hate that store.
Can I ask you something?
Yes.
This is Vanderpump Tea.
Yeah.
Tom Sandoval cheated on Ariana. Who's the girl's name? Not Kelsey.
Raquel.
Raquel.
Rachel.
Rachel is the one. She's not coming back because she wants like her own mental health thing.
Probably. I mean, that's what she says. And like, I'm sure she needs it.
And the whole reason that entire season blew up was because people were watching Rachel cheat throughout the entire season. Right?
No. I mean, you don't really see them. You don't see them cheating or anything on the show.
You don't see them cheating, but like, for example, that necklace. You can pick out things.
Yes, 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 yes.
There was that necklace thing where she bought the same necklace that Tom had.
The lightning bolt.
And nobody knew that they were hooking up at the time, which made it like such a big deal.
So watching the season, I feel like the season started after the scandal came out.
Right.
So the whole season, you're just picking up on things that are just like, whoa, this is so crazy. Like there's a scene with Ariana and Raquel at a bar, and I kind of forget, it's been so long. But Ariana says something like, Raquel asks her if their relationship is going well. And this is like, meanwhile, they're like totally fucking, like having a relationship on the side.
Right.
And she's asking Ariana, like, how are you guys doing? Like, are you doing better? And Ariana's like, yeah, I mean, like, he's so hot. Like, I love him. There's just some times or blah, blah. It's just so gross, like, seeing the conversation happen when Raquel's actively hooking up with Tom. And they're all like, the three of them are like best friends.
If anyone wants to listen to watch a new show, check it out. Vanderpump Rules comes out January 30th, but I'm going to be watching it along with The Bachelor. And I want to talk like all about it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. You should watch The Bachelor.
So I can be your permanent co-host.
We could have Bachelor recaps.
Audio only.
Yes.
Yeah, we could.
I mean, at first I didn't like the guy, Joey. But then after watching the episode, it was like, oh, he's cool.
You know what you should do is find, like, I can watch it too if you want, but like influencers who watch the show, like The Bachelor, or like, yeah, anyone, or just anyone you've had on before, and do a recap episode with a different person each week.
I want to do it with just you.
Aw, Joe, I'm flattered.
I'm so busy though.
Thank you. I can't. I cannot watch TV. I can't.
I got rid of cable.
I did.
Guess who I have coming up on the podcast?
Do I know them? Like, know of them?
Everyone knows of her.
Oh my god, of her?
Oh yeah.
Okay, are we talking music or acting?
Celebrity.
Influencer.
No.
Okay.
Traditional.
Thank God.
Not one of us.
Thank God. Traditional. Around a long time? Our age?
A few years older than us. In the news now. Just came out with a book.
Am I gonna know? Just came out with a book? Britney Spears?
Hugh Hefner's wife.
Stop, Holly.
Crystal Hefner.
Oh my god.
Bananas.
Wait, were they married when he died?
I believe so, yeah.
Okay. I can only think of Holly. Like, that's the only one I can, and Kendra.
No, that was the show. The three of them were like dating, but they never married Hugh.
Right. And but then Holly and him were like dating for a long time, I think, right?
I believe so.
Yeah, okay.
And then he ended up marrying Crystal.
That's crazy. Wait, is she going to like spill tea or does she have respect for him?
She said she's going to spill all the tea that she has on Lightweight's podcast.
Yeah, right. Is she really?
She said she's a huge fan.
How old is she? 70? No. Or is she like 28?
She's 37 or
38. Are you kidding? And she was married to Hugh Hefner.
And she just put out a new book.
Okay.
And she's making headlines left
What's
and right.
What's the book called? Is she all about Hugh, or is she disgusted by him, or like what's the vibe?
I don't want to say anything yet because I haven't read, listened to the book. It's called Only Say Good Things by Crystal Hefner.
Oh, so she's not going to spill tea?
No, she's
only say good things.
No, I think that's the whole book. It's like she's spilling the truth.
Got it.
Like how she really felt. I think because she hasn't been in the public since he passed.
Oh,
so
wow, that's a good guest.
Yeah.
She lives here?
I think so. Somewhere around LA. I don't know. This literally just happened today.
Did they sign a prenup?
I could be completely wrong, but I remember him saying that she wasn't getting the entire fortune, but she will be taken care of.
Damn. That's nice.
Yeah.
Okay. It's weird also saying Hugh.
Why?
And not Hugh Hefner. Because the name Hugh, it just sounds so different than Hugh Hefner.
Well, when him and I would like run through town together,
you know? Yeah, it's probably very normal for you.
Yeah. I wouldn't say like, yo, Hugh Hefner, you want to go get Subway? I'd be like, yo, Hugh, do you want a 6 foot?
One time when we were visiting LA, Aaron and I, we were here and we were with Matt King and I forget who else. I think maybe like Zane and like Brendan McNerney or something. And we were driving around. We were visiting LA, by the way, like me and Aaron were. I think they had already lived here. And we were driving around in someone's car and we drove by the Playboy house and the gates had just opened because someone was leaving. And we
Didn't
were like,
you drive in?
We were like, should we drive in? But then we didn't, because we were like, what if we get like shot? We were so scared.
That's crazy.
I know. Probably nothing would have happened. But.
In like the first month that I moved to LA, I ended up shooting with this model who was staying at the marijuana mansion.
The fuck is that?
There's this guy, I think his name is Big Mike or Hey Mike,
okay,
on Instagram, and he sold weed.
He sounds like an Instagram guy. Big Mike. Hey Mike.
His company was huge, and I got there, and like little old me from New Jersey just moved to LA.
Oh, yeah, you're like, oh, big league.
I walk in, and there's armed guards with actual guns. And they're checking me, and then like she comes out, she's like, he's good, and he's like, all right, go in.
Oh my god.
I was like,
with guns?
Yeah.
Holy shit.
Because he had weed everywhere, and I'm sure he had.
And this was like back before it was really like there was no dispensaries, right?
Yeah, this is 2016, so there were
medical ones.
It wasn't like it is now.
Oh yeah, I love living here.
When you first moved here, Matt was already living here, but you knew of him?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I met Matt at a VidCon party, like when I was just visiting.
Did you know who he was at the time?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You watched his videos?
Actually, I'm not sure. I remember I met Zane and Heath there too, and I wasn't sure which one was which. But I met like Zane and Matt the same night, and Matt...
At a VidCon party. But did you watch their content?
I think so. Like, I can't remember. It's been so long. It's been it's been over 10 years.
Was
it
like
crazy?
A niche party?
It might have been.
Niche was
I think it might.
Niche was like a partner management company.
Robbie Ayala?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh my God. Throws me back.
I must have seen your old Vines.
Maybe. I didn't have like a huge following.
No,
I had like 200,000 or something.
I was a sucker for those though, because those were like the real. I just had Zach and Waleed on my podcast.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
How was that?
Really cool.
Waleed was one of my first Vine friends too.
In real life?
Yeah.
I always loved Zach's content. I thought he was the funniest person on the planet.
Me too.
So when I was doing a lot of Instagram sketches, I DM'd him. He left me on read. He didn't even leave me on read. He just didn't read it.
That's the way to go.
I got to call him out on it.
Oh, good. Yeah. I'm glad.
Wait, so you met Matt, and then what? You moved out to LA, and you just started filming with him? And became friends?
Yeah. I mean, we all knew each other through Vine, like, eventually. And, like, I remember we all would Skype, like, a bunch of Viners. Like, even ones that, like, I don't, like, talk to anymore really, but like we would just throw out the invite to everybody, and we'd all just get on Skype like a ton of nights of the week. It was so fun. And then coming out here was like the real life of it all, and it was so fun to meet everyone. And I'm just such like an introvert now that I hate meeting new people and having the getting to know conversations. I just find that really like depleting for some reason, which doesn't make any sense because that's how you get to know somebody. But it was so nice meeting people that you already knew exactly like what they do and their personality kind of, and like what they did yesterday. So there was no like, what do you do? It was just like, oh my god, hey. It was like seeing an old friend.
Yeah.
And that's why I loved, like, right when we moved here, it felt like college for like 2 years, and then it feels like, okay, now I live here. And then I feel like the vlog squad felt like college again, and then now it feels again like settling down a little bit, like I'm calm, like I'm at home all the time. So
it's been very
like whirlwindy and not at the same time.
Those first 2 years, did it feel like a rise for you where everything was just so new of like,
oh, everything was just new and exciting. I wanted to go out every weekend because I was like, I have this new friend group and everyone's so fun and they like to do what I do. And because like when I was home in Omaha and I would like be Snapchatting, you know, like for no reason. It was like I was getting money. Like there's no money involved with social media at that point for us, at least. I was just like, I love this because like we can take funny videos of each other and like they do it too. And we're all the same kind of people and we all have the same sense of humor. Yeah.
I felt like I moved. That was the same thing for me.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We have like the same kind of background with that a little bit. Like we were the ones of the friend group that would like film everything.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because no one else wanted to do
it. Did you feel like it was vacation for like the first year or two?
I still feel like it's vacation. Oh my god. My emails these past few days and my Instagram DMs are just off the wall. Like insane.
With what? What do you mean?
Because I send out so many DMs for people to do podcasts.
Oh yeah.
For some reason I'm on so many different PR lists now that I'll get invited to crazy things, and I'm just like,
what the fuck is this?
Yeah, and like I wake up, there's like three sick notifications of like Crystal.
But you get excited when you get like an event invite or an event invite?
If it's a new one. And so, for example, I got invited to a Netflix TV show red carpet thing.
Oh, okay.
And that one's cool because Netflix themselves invited me.
Oh.
Like, how'd they get my email?
Yeah, what? That one is mind blowing to me. Do you have an agency?
No.
Is it in your bios?
It is in my bio.
Okay, so that's totally how they got it.
I mean, yeah, that's how they got it, obviously. The fact that it even came across their desk and somebody made a decision of like...
No, I know.
Like, that's wild.
I know, it's crazy. It's like, that happens a lot with like videos. I feel like the first mukbang we ever did, it was with Matt and we did McDonald's, and then McDonald's reached out like the next week and sold or gave us a bunch of like robes and like McDonald's memorabilia. And I was like, who the fuck from McDonald's saw our stupid ass video? And I was like, I'm going to send them merch. But that's happened multiple times with videos. Like Aaron was obsessed with, still is, and I am too. Oh my God, what is the brand? I forget, but it's Snowdrop. It's like a Mrs. Meyers like spray or candle, or yeah, they have like the whole collection. It only comes out during like winter time. And they saw our video of her talking about it, and they sent us like a year supply of a bunch of their shit.
That's
crazy. I know.
I got a DM from Ric Flair's daughter. Not that you care, but she's like the WWE champion.
Oh, okay.
So that one was crazy. Damn. The Bella Twins. Remember them, Nikki? Yep. I'm doing neck deep next week.
Stop.
It's like,
wait, that's amazing.
It's crazy. Like, that's, it doesn't feel awesome. Real.
Are you doing, you're doing it from the podcast Instagram or TikTok?
For mine,
or
from my Instagram.
Oh, your personal. Oh, okay.
Yeah, because that's the biggest account. And okay. So it has the check.
Yeah. Like, do you feel crazy you can't make clips out of this?
No, I love, I,
it's
again,
like nice.
I loved doing audio only with Ilya.
Yeah.
I always compared it to Howard Stern when he first started, because there really wasn't video of, or maybe you had to really search for it.
Yeah.
So when he has these crazy stunts and visuals happening of like a guy jumping off a bicycle into a whatever, you have to just like listen to the reaction. I thought that was so magical.
Yeah. Well, I always remembered there was like, I thought it was like so porny or something.
It
wasn't
was.
Wasn't it?
Yes.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Because I remember I'd see, like, video, like, I wouldn't see them, but I would see, like, recommended of, like, yeah, like, porny stuff. So I always thought there was videos of it. But I was like, what the fuck is this?
I'll be honest, I never really watched it, but I understood.
Sure, Joe.
I swear. I understood the concept of it. When everyone's driving to work on the highway, you can't watch it, so you just have to listen to these crazy things, and you have to really describe it. And I think that's, like.
I know.
I don't have to worry about how I look. Like, I'm.
No, it's so nice.
It's so much more relaxed.
I don't like when you make TikToks. I don't like ever how I look for some reason.
When I make TikToks?
I don't know if it's the angle of the camera, but I'm like, do I look like that? But then when it's on the actual video, I'm like, oh, okay, I look normal. I don't know what it is.
You look great. This one?
Oh, you're right. I look great. No, I don't know. I just, there's something about the angle that trips me up.
Oh.
But it's not your fault. It's my own fault.
Yeah, I always wonder if other people think that too.
Why do you think that? That's why we're doing audio only, because you're like, oh, actually, she's so ugly. She's going to hurt my podcast.
Right. I didn't want, once Crystal Hefner heard that she was coming on the podcast, I didn't want this one to be
seen.
She
was like, oh, I don't like Carly.
I hate Carly's angle.
I know who that is, obviously, and I don't like her.
Not a fan of her angles. Have you ever, do you go to Century City Mall here?
No, I have a couple times, yeah.
There's this place called Dreamscape.
Okay.
It is a 4D reality experience unlike anything I've ever done.
You've done it?
Three times.
Wait, what is it? Is it like the Disneyland across the universe or whatever the fuck?
I'm going to throw you my phone so you can go through the Instagram.
Okay.
So you walk in and there's these four screens of what experience you want to get.
Okay.
They have a few of these all over the country. And if you see it, I highly, highly recommend it. It was $25 a ticket. I know.
That's it?
It's like 15 to 20 minutes and you walk into a room. For this experience, we put on detectors on our hands, our feet, and we put on a headset.
Okay.
On the headset, it covers your ears so you can hear stuff, and you're with,
this looks insane,
four or five other people, right?
Uh-huh.
The screen on your face turns into an avatar now because you're wearing this like giant headset. So you're immersed in this 360.
I feel like I'd have a panic attack.
I took my dad.
Okay.
And he thought it was the coolest thing ever. And let's say you walk near fire, they have heat sensors, so you feel as if you're walking near the fire. And then they say, go grab that flashlight. You go over, and there's a thing that is shaped like a flashlight, and you're holding it in this avatar, and you see it on the screen, and you point it, and the flashlight is through the screen.
What?
It's the coolest thing, Carly.
Which one did you do?
I've done the Black Pearl, which was the coolest one.
What is it?
You're Indiana Jones.
Okay.
So you go.
I feel like, get me the fuck out of here.
So you like drop down.
You die.
Literally.
You get killed by a boulder.
You literally would. You drop down into like this like underground thing. The ground that you're on starts shaking. So you feel like you're really moving.
Oh, get me the fuck out of there.
It's so cool, Carly.
Imagine taking an edible and going in there.
That you would die
I would
for.
Literally be like, I am here and I don't know how I got here.
Not that I do drugs, but I've always wanted to do drugs and go to the aquarium.
No.
That's what people say you got to do. But again, I don't do drugs, so I'm not going
aquariums,
to.
Aquariums, you know what's so weird? Omaha has like such a good zoo. I know zoos are like fucked up and like I don't condone zoos, but just as like my childhood experience, like no aquariums measure up to the one in Omaha at the Omaha Dorley Zoo. Like,
oh, there's an aquarium there?
Great. It's so big and you walk through. It feels like you're in the water. Like it goes around you, above you. It's like you walk through a tunnel of the fish and sharks and everything, but it's long. So it feels like you're, I don't know. I love it.
I love the touching experiences. You can touch like sand sharks.
Ooh, I hate it.
Really?
I hate it.
Why?
I just don't. Fish just freak me out.
If you were to do any reality show, what would be the worst one for you to
Survivor.
Do?
Survivor. I die. For sure. You know what also I heard about Survivor? Who the fuck was I talking to? It was going to piss me off.
Matt.
But you're talking about, who was it? It doesn't really matter in the grand scheme of things. I just don't want someone to hear this. Like, it was me. But how people on Survivor, like, they don't have skincare, obviously.
Who do you mean?
Like, they're not doing skincare or, like, showering.
Like, they don't have suntan lotion?
Well, maybe they are showering. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know what they have, but they don't do like CeraVe skincare, like retinol or whatever. But someone was telling me that like the first couple weeks, they all, not all of them, but like you can break out, blah, blah, blah. But then they look so good after a couple weeks. They're like glowing.
Because their skin just all died and is reformed.
I don't know. I'm like, so what the fuck are we doing?
Oh, interesting.
Why are we putting this shit on our skin? Yeah, but I don't know. I can't remember who told me that. So it could be in my dream or something and it's not even real.
Oh, speaking on health, I saw a video of the two worst things that you could possibly take to introduce Alzheimer's.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
You might want to start rethinking your drinks.
Aspartame?
Yes.
Is one of them? Well, this is poppy. It has no aspartame.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
Yeah, so diet sodas, Diet Coke,
Diet
Pepper.
I drink those every day.
You do?
Yes. But isn't the study like you have to ingest a billion times what you drink in a Coke?
I saw that video too.
Yeah.
That's what they say, but I'm sure it's not good to have any amounts.
Are you scared that you're going to get Alzheimer's or dementia?
No, because I don't drink or smoke.
Sometimes it doesn't matter, though. It could just happen.
Then by the time it happens, I won't realize.
Okay. So what's the second one?
Alcohol.
Oh, okay. I don't drink enough to be worried about that, I don't think. I know so many people drink way more. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So.
Does Nolan drink?
Yeah, but not like crazy.
He doesn't get plastered every night?
No. He likes to make a Negroni. He's like a very old school. And he used to be a bartender at like this really nice Nashville restaurant. So he'll like go all out. He'll like light a garnish on fire and like clap it and it makes it smell good. I don't know when he puts it in the drink. He's always like burning oranges.
You gotta lock that man down.
Dude, he's crazy.
He cooks, he cleans.
He cleans, takes care of all the plants. I mean, he's great. He's like my stay-at-home wife. He's my stay-at-home wife.
Did you hear the Tom Holland story?
No.
Oh my God.
What is it?
There's an actor called Tom Holland, obviously, Spider-Man.
Oh, yes, but continue.
And then there's Tom Hollander, and Marvel accidentally sent him a check of 7 figures.
So is Tom Hollander a famous person? Because his picture made him look like he was some executive.
No, somewhere. I think he's another actor.
Okay.
He's another actor, but he got I think over $1 million bonus from Marvel.
The way I would just add ER and deposit it. Like, holy fuck.
No, they transferred it to his account.
Oh.
So he got that money.
And then what, had to give it back?
Did he have to?
I don't know. Do you think Marvel was like, well, that was our bad. Sorry, man.
I think they asked him to, and obviously for his career, he sent it back. Obviously. But when I worked at Bank of America, they made it seem like you had to give it back.
Really? Even if the bank messed up?
If the bank messes up, yeah.
I feel like the bank can just take it back because they're the ones that did it.
They can, but they have to go through hurdles. One time, I prided myself on being the fastest teller when I worked at Bank of America. This is the worst thing. My crippling anxiety. I couldn't sleep that night.
What?
So this foreign lady comes in.
Okay.
Barely speaking English already. Mm-hmm. So like, we're having a hard time.
Yeah. Good
and
start.
Little old Joe being the fastest teller in the Northeast region, she wanted to transfer like $150 from her account to somewhere else.
Okay.
I do it. Instead of $150, I put like $1.5 million transferred out of her account. The computer froze. Oh, I'm freaking out. Joe. I'm like trying to reverse the transaction.
Slow down, Joe.
Literally trying to reverse the transaction. I go over to the teller manager.
Yeah.
I'm like, hey, Dana, I fucked up big time. She comes over. She can't figure it out because it's like past her requirements to do the reversal. So we have to go get the manager of the whole branch.
Oh my God.
She's not there that day.
She's not there that day.
No. So we have to go to the assistant manager. And where's he?
He's on vacation.
No, he's on break at McDonald's.
He's on break at McDonald's.
So there I am, teller, who you're not allowed to just leave your post. I tell the lady that, hey, just for some reason, I told her exactly what happened.
Do you have $1.5 million that I can transfer?
She started screaming at me. I'm like, look, it's going to be okay. I'm so sorry. We're going to reverse it. It's going to be okay. So I run over to McDonald's across the street. I'm like, hey, I fucked up.
Oh my God. On his break.
On his break. He comes back in. He sees the lady yelling. He's trying to calm her down. And lo and behold, we ended up reversing the transaction.
Of course.
Thank God.
Yeah.
$1.5 million mistake.
That is crazy.
Yeah. That was my biggest fuck up at Bank of America.
When I was buying a home and I was also paying taxes at the same time. And we pay taxes from obviously our Carly and Aaron account and like our own personal if we make like our own money on the side or whatever. And when you buy a house, when you're in escrow, you don't want to spend a large chunk of money. Like that's not good for escrow because then your loan person is going to be like, so what's going on here? Like it could fuck everything up and it could delay it, whatever.
Did this happen to you?
It happened to me.
Oh-hoo!
So I'm in escrow, very aware, like, do not purchase anything crazy. Like, don't go buy in a car. Not that I was going to buy a car, but, wait, you know, they were like, just don't go and buy anything, like, super expensive.
I'm sorry, what was going... I know the car, but what was going to happen? Your loan was going to increase the interest rate?
No, I was just in escrow. So the bank that is giving you the loan keeps an eye on your account, I guess, to make sure you're not, like, crazy. I don't really know. I mean, obviously it makes sense, but our business manager at the time accidentally took money in from my account to pay our business taxes, which was way more than mine. And I looked at my account and I was like, oh my God, this is going to fuck everything up. And this is like middle of escrow. Escrow is about 30 days, I believe, maybe 60.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh my fucking God. And I called the loan guy. What's it? I don't know what they're called.
Loan officer.
Okay, loan officer. And then I called our financial advisor. We got all figured out and he was so sorry. He was like, I'm sorry. And I was like, it's fine. Like, I feel like when something happens to me, I just get very logical about it instead of reacting emotionally. And I'm just like, I know it'll get fixed.
Oh, that's
like,
great.
Like if that happened to me at the bank, like the 1.5, I'd be like, well, I mean, they're obviously going to fix it. You know what I mean?
That's what I thought. I just panic when someone's standing there yelling at me.
Oh, of course. Of course.
I'm really
good. Because they're the ones reacting and you're like, well, I don't know what to do.
Right. Yeah. Right. Like, yeah.
But that was scary.
Everything ended up working out.
Yeah. Yeah. But I was like, oh, fuck, if this messes up, because I also was in such a tight pinch to like get out of my old place and into the new because they were selling the old place.
Right.
So I couldn't really wait any longer either.
Did you look around at a lot of other places when you were house shopping?
The place I bought was the first place I looked, but it was the best. I mean, I put in an offer and then I still looked around and nothing compared, like at all, for the same price. So
oh,
it was
wow.
like every other place I was looking, I swear, felt like a regular like cookie cutter apartment.
Right.
Just seemed very cold. I don't know. I love the place I have.
Oh, that's amazing.
Yeah.
I still haven't seen it.
Oh my God.
Why don't you invite me over?
Why don't you invite me over?
You're here right now.
Yeah, to work.
No, we're playing Scrabble after.
Oh, we are?
Yeah.
You didn't tell me that.
It goes without
saying.
What if
I don't like Scrabble?
Everyone sits in these couches and loves Scrabble.
I do love Scrabble, actually.
Yes.
I love a word game.
Are you good at them?
Kind of.
I used to play Words with Friends a lot.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Too much.
Do you do Wordle and stuff?
I never did
like all the New York Times.
No, I see Mike Sheffer doing it, and it turns me off.
I get that.
Yeah,
believe me, I get it. Well, we debate about those all the time on our podcast. It's very fun.
What's the deal with good influences?
What's the deal?
What's the tea?
Well, our producer didn't record me and Mike's angle last week.
When that happens to you,
well, he's very like,
I fucked up.
Yeah, he's like, you guys don't have to pay for this episode. So bad, so annoying.
Yeah,
like I think what happened, I like went to the bathroom after the episode and came back, and they were all just like, it didn't record. I think the hard drive. It had like a minute of us and then it stopped recording. So I think it was full.
That sucks.
Yeah.
That's like my worst nightmare here because it's just me, little old me on this podcast.
But I feel like that's better because you're paying attention. That's how I feel with OnlyFriends. Like I know if something isn't recording. Like I'm always looking. Like we can't really tell with our producer. Like, you know, he's in control of everything. So
right.
I don't know where to look.
Remember when I fucked up our podcast that we did?
Yeah.
ever since then, now I visually go to every single camera. I go, camera on, camera on, camera on. I tap their mics. I tap my mic. I say, we're all good. I look at the lights. I look at them. And I say, okay, you ready?
Great.
And I think people appreciate it more.
Of course. Yeah, because you're being diligent.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that podcast fucked me up.
Did you see? It's like really scary and sad, actually.
My love life. Ha ha. Just kidding.
Okay. And it was actually like really crazy. Did you see that they, for the first time in Alabama, I think it was today. Maybe it was last night. No, it was Thursday. Sorry. It was yesterday. Okay. Yesterday was Thursday.
Today's Friday.
I don't know what day it is. It was the first time they've done the death penalty using the nitrogen hypoxia.
Okay.
And it just, it was like fucked up. Like they said it was going to be humane, but he was like gasping for air and struggling for maybe 20 full minutes.
Shut up.
Yeah. I can read some of this article if you want.
Yeah. For 20 minutes?
I think so. It says, Alabama carried out its planned execution of the condemned inmate Kenneth Eugene Smith on Thursday night using nitrogen hypoxia, a controversial and widely contested death penalty method used for the first time in the United States. The execution took place in the William C. blah, blah, blah facility. In a news briefing, Alabama Department of Corrections Commissioner John Hamm
wow.
said that the execution began at 7:53 p.m. and the nitrogen mask was kept on Smith for about 5 minutes after he flatlined. According to the Pool Media report, Smith's last words were, "Tonight, Alabama caused humanity to take a step backward. I'm leaving with love, peace, and light. Thank you for supporting me. I love you all." Okay. He also made an I love you sign with sign language to his family. That's really sad.
Yeah, his family was there, right?
Yeah, so he was, I guess, doing the little hearts with his hands.
Wow.
Also, a reporter stated that Smith appeared to shake and, what's this word? W-R-I-T-H-E.
W-R-I-T.
Like writh, I don't know.
Right?
I don't know. Oh. We're dumb. Shake and write on the gurney for at least 2 minutes at the start of the execution, asking Hamm whether this was expected or an indication of suffering. It appeared that, one, Smith was holding his breath for as long as he could, and there's also information out there that he struggled against his restraints a little bit, but there's some involuntary movement and some angled breathing. So all that was expected and is in side effects of what we've seen research with nitrogen hypoxia. There's a little hiccup in the EKG lines providing a good reading, blah, blah, blah. Basically, this article's so long, actually. Like, it's still, look how long ago it's still.
Oh, wow.
But yeah, people were saying it was, like, disgusting to watch.
Was it aired online?
No, I don't think so. But I don't know if there was, like, a reporter there or who it was, but they were like, yeah, he was majorly suffering. And, like, why the fuck would they intro this in the United States in 2024? Like, it just do what you've always been doing or stop doing the death penalty.
Right. Why would they change it?
I don't know. Maybe I think they thought it would be more humane or something, but it sounds terrible.
Alabama is one of only three states, Oklahoma and Mississippi, to as well approve the same method.
Wow.
It's designed to replace oxygen in the body with a high concentration of nitrogen causing death. Wow.
Yeah. So you just suffocate.
In Alabama, 43 other inmates have requested the new execution method. Oh, so people are into it?
I get. That's what I asked. I was like, because Nolan was telling me about this. And I was like, did he ask for it? And he was like, I don't think they get a choice.
I think they do
but
get
I
a choice.
I feel like, I'm like, if they get a choice of what meal they're going to have, I think they can choose how they want to die.
I always think that's the craziest thing.
The meal thing?
Yeah, you get your last meal and you just pick out what you want.
That's what I'm like, I wouldn't eat anything. I'd be too anxious because I'm going to die.
Oh, really?
Yes. I'd be like, fuck food. Like, bye. Just kill me now. Oh. Like, I don't want to sit here and pretend to enjoy a meal and I'm about to fucking die.
No, I'd have to go out with a bang. Like a big mukbang. Oh, God.
A big mukbang?
Yeah.
Posted after your death.
Yeah. What would I get? I'd probably go for like hot chicken. Something like really spicy.
Really something to just fuck up whoever's working on you once you're done.
Yeah. Or like a lot of Mexican food.
Oh my gosh. There's going to be just like, fish.
Fish. There's going to be so much smelling afterwards.
Rotten milk.
Yeah. Did you ever watch those shows like River Monsters?
No.
Animal Planet stuff? No?
Not really.
What a weird girl you are.
Okay.
Go
I'm a girl. I'm not watching Animal Planet. Well, actually, I was kind of watching Animal Planet, but not that show.
Oh. Did you see the woman that got arrested for stealing $2,500 worth of Stanley Cups?
Stop. It's gone too far.
What's the hype around the Target Starbucks cup?
I don't know. People are losers.
I think that's nerds.
What it is. Well, like, what the fuck?
Why is there? I got my Miyoki over here and I'm just as happy.
Yeah, they're so stupid. I hate the Stanley Cups. They're not functional, in my opinion, at all.
Can you speak on behalf of women?
Sure.
Why do you guys...
I will speak on behalf of all women.
Why do you guys keep getting all these new cups? Like, every other week, there's, like, a new cup
that
you want.
I mean, I have maybe three that I love. Is that okay?
No, I'm still confused.
I have an Owala. I have a Yeti, which is amazing.
That was a big trend, too. No?
Yeti?
Yeah.
Oh, maybe. I don't know. But I don't like something that can just spill if it tips over. Like, yours will spill if it tips over.
But, like, how reckless are you with your bottles?
Well, I literally am very reckless with my cups, to be honest.
Yeah, I know. You spilled all over the couch.
I know. No, it is always dropping. I'm always, like, throwing it on my car seat. Like, nothing is spilling. It's fine.
You can't just use the cup holder?
It doesn't fit. But I also...
So then get a smaller cup.
No, I want a big cup so I have a lot of water.
Get a Miyoki. It fits perfectly in the cup.
Same with the Stanley cups, look just like that, and I just don't like drinking from them. I'm just like, no.
But look at the
I don't like it.
Look at the technology on this cup. Are you ready?
Technology?
Look
all
at
right.
it. Okay. Ready?
Yep.
Those stupid Stanley cups, you put them down, you hear click, click, click. Watch this.
Yeah, my Owala, I bought a silencer for it.
You bought an extension?
Yeah, it makes it silent.
That's
put it down.
Absurd. My Miyoki is built in with a rubber bottom. So all you have to do is just
You know, I don't want to hear about your Miyoki.
And check, feel it. Feel the texture.
Is that really what it's called?
Yeah, it's a Miyoki.
I just don't like cups like this.
Why?
I don't know. It's like a handle. It's just like clunky.
You don't like your handle?
A big clunker. I don't like it.
You don't have a handle?
Get it away from me.
You don't have a handle on your stupid Stanley?
Okay, it's not stupid. And it's a Owala. And it's amazing because you can either sip like a straw or you can chug it. It's both.
Why wouldn't you just sip it out of a straw? Why? What are you going to chug?
I mean, I usually don't. But if there's like not enough water to really sip up, but like a little bit left and you need the last little bit, chug.
You're literally a fake fan. You're drinking a poppy out of a can right now.
Shut up. I love poppy.
Shut up. You ever get detention or suspended?
No.
Ever?
No.
Really?
I got in trouble in elementary school for like walking around a whole lake on a field trip and they couldn't find us.
For burning pets.
That was scary. Yeah. I was killing bunnies. No, I was just walking.
What do you mean?
I don't really know how to explain it. Like, there's no way to explain it.
Was it just dangerous? And they were like,
yeah, they just couldn't find us for like an hour and a half. And we were literally walking around the entire lake. It's really hard to explain. There was this thing in Omaha called Zerinsky Lake.
Was it you and a boy?
No, it was like a group of girls.
Ooh.
We were just like, let's go walk. And then we didn't realize how far we were. And then like, we might as well just keep going because we're so far now. And it's so big. Like, there's multiple different parks there. There's multiple like places you can stop and like cook.
This is during school hours?
Yeah, it was a field trip for safety patrol. Mind you, what the fuck do they make elementary school kids stand in the middle of the road so their fellow elementary school kids don't get hit?
I wouldn't know. They didn't pick me to be safety patroller.
That's crazy. I was like the noon one, so I didn't really matter.
The new one?
The noon.
What does
like
that
at
mean?
Noon. It was just like for when kindergarten got out or something. But the other ones were like morning and night, like when school started, school ended. They had the big jobs.
I pushed those 6-year-old fuckers in front of the bus. I didn't care.
I was a full police officer, so I cared.
In eighth grade, I got picked to be part of SLC, Student Leadership Corps. There was only like 14 of us.
Oh my God.
And the teachers hand selected us.
Wow, Joe.
Isn't that nuts?
Oh my God.
I think because I was like the punky kid.
Yeah.
So I think that's why they picked me, because I had like the spiky hair and like the chains from Hot Topic.
Yeah.
And then everyone else was just like normal.
They're like, we need one weirdo.
Yeah. So for some reason, I got picked. And I made an oath and I signed a contract to never take drugs or alcohol.
Damn. Wow. You totally ruined that oath.
No, I didn't.
You drink alcohol.
Not really.
Yeah.
I'm a sober Sally.
Yeah, but you've drank.
So what?
And you've done drugs. I just know it.
They made me sign it when I was 13.
Yeah, that's honestly illegal, probably.
My parent wasn't there.
Yeah, you should have had a lawyer involved.
I should have.
You should have called a lawyer to watch you sign it.
Should I sue them now?
I think so.
Hey, guys.
Like, you owe me, actually.
I want 5 years of my life back.
Yeah. I need 5 years worth of alcohol and drugs.
Of alcohol and drugs. Did you see the lawsuit from Duncan?
No. Oh, no.
There was an exploding toilet at Duncan.
You're kidding.
It exploded while they were using it.
Oh, wait. What do you mean by exploded? Like, fully shards of whatever a toilet's made out of?
A customer filed a negligent lawsuit against Duncan, claiming he was injured by an exploding toilet at one of the coffee chains located in Central Florida, obviously.
Of course. What did porcelain get shoved in his ass? Like a shard of porcelain?
No, I don't think the toilet itself exploded. Oh, okay. I think the water.
Okay, that makes more sense.
Which is just as bad.
Because you did say toilet.
I did say toilet. After the explosion left covered in human feces, urine, and debris.
Oh my God. It's giving Jackass.
That's terrible. That's terrible.
Imagine walking out of a Dunkin' bathroom. Okay, first of all, a Dunkin' bathroom is such a dark place.
And let's just be real. This is like during the day. So when are
and
you going
in Florida?
At 10 o'clock, you're going to Dunkin' to get your coffee. Maybe you're on your way to work. It explodes.
And you're in Florida and you're in a bathroom at Dunkin' that probably hasn't been cleaned by an adult in 2 weeks.
I never get queasy. I feel like I'm going to throw up. The employee told them that they were aware of the problem with the toilet since there had been previous incidents.
What do you mean?
I guess maybe it didn't explode as big last time, but it's just like
it just
a little
got
bit.
Feces all over someone else.
Maybe it got on their shoesies.
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe they were in Crocs.
Oh my God. I'm going to throw up too.
He's been needing mental health care and counseling ever since the incident in January 2022.
Actually?
Yeah. I mean, I would.
I mean, yeah.
If I wouldn't be able to go to bathrooms anymore.
That's interesting to think about because obviously Toad's like, ha, that's so funny and crazy. But it's like, oh, like this man needs therapy.
Because it wasn't his shit. It was other people's
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, no, it makes sense.
And it's all urine?
When you think about it.
Urine?
I mean, that's dangerous. That's dangerous to have on you, someone else's body fluids.
Unless you're into it.
Unless you're into it, but it's still dangerous, even if you're into it.
If he was
sorry
into it.
Sorry to break it to you, Joe. It's still dangerous.
No. If you're into it, it's no, fine. No. Trust me. You're allowed
you
to be
stop digging. I'm telling you to stop digging up graves. Okay?
No. You can do grave robbing. It's still, okay these days.
No, you'll get something from that.
It's still okay these days.
Okay. You'll know. These days, you'll get canceled for sure.
From grave robbing? That'd be such a cool headline to be part of.
Imagine an influencer gets canceled for grave robbing. That's so insane.
I feel like the kick streamers are a few months away from doing that.
I know. Are those people who stream 24/7?
No, those are the people that just like do ridiculous stuff.
Oh.
And try and get like clickbait headlines.
Are people still streaming 24/7 or was that like a week in our life or something?
It's so funny. I met a dude who was doing it and I didn't know he was doing it.
That's scary.
I think his name was Anthony. He came up to me
that
at an event.
Horrifying.
He's like, oh yeah, by the way, I've been streaming for the past 67 days straight. I'm like, oh, that's sick. What are you doing now? He's like, I'm on stream. I'm like, we were talking for like 20 minutes before. What do you mean?
That is scary. You need to tell people that because he was they say something that can't be aired.
He was filming like on his phone, I think, of himself.
Oh.
Yeah. Streamers are crazy.
Damn. That would be fucking exhausting. What do you mean streaming yourself?
Just nonstop
what,
streaming.
For 60 days?
Yeah.
I would go insane.
I feel like you're almost there.
I am almost there. No, I think Jason's almost there. Jason's definitely almost there. He could do it for sure. I could not.
I want to see Jason as soon as he finishes one of his live streams of 8 hours.
He's just like, ugh.
Yeah, like what is that? What does your brain feel like afterwards? Because I'm tapped out after doing a 40-minute podcast with my friend.
Oh, no, totally. No, doing two podcasts for Good Influences is like enough talking for me.
Oh, yeah. Is that what you guys do, two in a row?
Mm-hmm.
Every time?
Usually.
Yes. Was your podcast not recorded for two videos or just one video?
Just one. We actually only went to record one because our time slot got weird and we could only record one episode. And we're like, okay, might as well just go do one.
Whatever happened with the podcast that has sex on the podcast after
know.
You guys?
I think it's still there. It's still going. He probably used all the memory on that podcast. I don't know. The hard drive is just full of sex.
That's the funniest thing I've ever heard.
I know.
Do you like this podcast set up in here? Like, honestly?
I do. I feel like it's very cozy. I think that the back should be a different color, though.
What do you mean different color? Like,
I think it'd be a nice dark, like a nice dark color to like really warm up the room.
Take the bricks down and paint it a color?
Or just paint this.
The bricks?
Yeah. Like can a you? Dark. I mean, I don't know if you can, but what's behind it? Like a white wall?
Yeah, just a regular wall.
I feel like you should paint the wall behind it and take the bricks off.
What color?
Like a dark green. Forest green.
Whoa, I said green because I was looking
like
at your
this,
pants.
Or like just a color that's warm, like a dark, dark red, like an orange red or something that you like. I don't know.
Wow, I love
like
that.
Like almost,
idea.
You know how that, the chili cookbook?
Yeah.
Like that color behind it?
Mm-hmm. Like a mauve?
Yeah, it's kind of nice. I mean, I'm not like a big decorator human. I mean, home goods person.
Not
but
really much of a human.
I'm not really a human. Hello, where am I? I'm stuck at the 4D experience.
Glitching.
Uh-oh.
Carly, falling apart. When Crystal Hefner walks in here, she can be like, yes. Or she can be like, ah, fuck, why'd I say yes?
She's going to be like, this needs to be a darker color.
Is that what she's going to say?
I don't know. No, I don't really think about it when I come in here. It's cozy in here.
She's going to be
I think it needs a dark color to make it warm.
Oh, okay.
Because like white chair. Oh, white chairs.
Breaks the chair.
White background. I break the chair.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah. Okay. Ask Caitlin. She'll have a good idea, probably.
I'm going to throw it to her and see what she says.
Yeah.
That Crystal's going to be the first one to pick out one of these free slippers.
Oh, not me.
You're not on video. You don't get them. Do you want one?
I don't. They would just take up space.
I have to bring. You have to do a video to get these free slippers.
Is she going to do a video? Oh, I see.
No,
video
she's audio.
Podcast.
She's audio only.
No. I thought you meant like I have to make a video about it, like on my Instagram or something. I was like, is she doing that?
She's going to come in and just see me not recording at all. I'm like, so what do you want to hang out about?
You're just so creepy. So you want to see my bedroom? Just like immediately.
What are you doing this weekend? Anything?
We're going to go to a concert. So one of Nolan's friends is playing tonight and he obviously got like a guest list spot.
Yeah.
He's like, I'm pretty sure they gave me like me and you. But then he asked and I'm not on it, which is fine because like I'm not a big concert girly. But I was like, I'll just like buy a ticket so I can go with you. Like, I don't care. I thought it'd be like $20, $30, over $100.
Shut up.
I was like, I'm sorry. Are we seeing Taylor Swift?
Are you seeing My Chemical Romance?
Literally. I was like, what?
Who are you seeing?
I don't even know.
This is crazy.
Well, I sorry. The band that his friend is like opening for them.
Oh, so they're not even the head honchos?
No, they're opening. That's why. I don't know who's playing.
Dang.
Imagine it is like Mike M. It's Paramore. Like, what the fuck? $100.
Are you going to go?
I don't want to spend $100 on a concert, no.
Right. I'm going to see the 4D theater tonight.
You're going back?
Yeah.
Joe, you're addicted.
I'm hooked. This is the coolest the thing ever. Fuck? I want to talk my way into them being like, Joe, we want you to be part of the company.
Oh my God. Which one are you going to do?
There's only one that we haven't done yet. And I don't know the theme
of it. Does Caitlin like it?
She loves it.
Okay.
I think we think it's cool because no one else knows about it.
Is there like no one ever there?
No.
That's amazing.
And Caitlin's gone to that mall for forever because she's from here. And she always walked past it.
Oh, so it's been here for a long time.
Yeah. Me and her went and we're like, that was the coolest thing ever. It was like, remember the first time you played laser tag?
Yeah.
That's what it was like. It was like, this technology exists.
Now laser tag is so shitty and clunky.
I know. I would still, like, they'd need to upgrade laser. I guess they have paintball, huh?
Yeah, but I actually played laser tag a couple years, well, probably like 2018 or something. And I was like, this should be like 4D, I guess what I was thinking. Like, I wasn't thinking 4D, but like a headset or something.
Right.
And you're like in a war. Like, you know what I mean? And everything there is still, like, you can still see everything, but it's, I don't know. I think it should be like a gear, like a, I don't know. I
headset kind of thing?
Yeah.
We should play paintball, no masks.
I don't want to play paint. No, I don't want to get hurt.
Yeah, me versus you, one-on-one.
See, that's the difference between boys and girls. Like, boys just want to get hurt. I don't want to get hurt.
We'll do it in this podcast room.
Okay, yeah, we'll ruin all your equipment. My targets will be your cameras.
Fuck. All right, Carly, thanks for coming.
You're welcome.
Now what?
Thank you so much for listening to this great podcast. It's like an AI Kourtney Kardashian voice. It is Kourtney Kardashian. And signing off. Thank you. Thank you so much, Joe, for having me. And the Lightweights crew.
Thanks, Carly.
Yeah, thanks, Carly.
Thank you. And you guys are awesome.
Leave us a review. Spotify, 5 stars, Apple Podcasts. Leave us a 5-star review if you want or don't. I don't care.
I
love
you. You follow me, but your body, your choice.
Your body, your choice. Lightweights.
Oh. Oh.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.